the melody.
不光是因为它的旋律。
But it really shows us who we are and what role we are doing in God's kingdom.
它告诉我们我们的角色是什么，我们在他的国度里面应该如何。
We are soldiers of Jesus Christ.
我们是耶稣的精兵。
Give me an amen.
让我听到阿们。
Give me an amen.
让我听到阿们。
Since we are soldiers of Jesus Christ, let's sing more with confidence, right?
既然我们是耶稣的精兵，让我们带着信心再来唱。
It says here, this day the noise of battle, the next the victor song.
在这里讲到今天这个征战很短，但是明天就要有凯歌响亮。
Yes, there is a battle to be fought.
没错，是有一个征战。
There is a war to be won.
是有一个征战，我们要去得胜。
There is a possession to be possessed.
是有我们要去得的。
Today we just need to get it.
但今天我们就是要去得。
How about let's sing just verse one again?
让我们再来唱第一节。
And let's sing with confidence and emotion.
让我们带着一些感觉，带着信心来唱。
One, two, three.
Stand up, stand up for Jesus. 你们是大军兵，当将主的脚大声。Stand up, stand up for Jesus. He's Moses on the cross. Young eyes, royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his armor shall live in every foe is vanquished.
I think we need to stop here.
我们要在这里停下来。
Because I'm going to get excited with singing again.
不然的话，我要越唱越激动。
Today it is a really an exciting day for me.
今天对我是很激动的一天。
And there is a lot of mixed emotion.
在我里面有很多复杂的感情。
Because I'm really excited because this is the last Sunday of year 2012.
我激动是因为这是2012年最后的一个主日。
And God gave me the opportunity to speak here. It is really His grace and mercy.
那神如果给我这样的机会在这里来讲，这是他的恩典跟他的怜悯。
And on the other hand, I'm really very nervous.
在另一方面，我也很紧张。
Brother Wei has been asking me to share so many years ago.
很多年前，魏弟兄已经让我跟大家交通。
And I try to avoid it.
我一直在躲避。
Because every time I think of speaking before you, I feel like I'm a little child tested in front of university professors.
每次我想到要在这里讲，就想到一个孩子在一些大学教授面前来讲。
And I might mess up, right?
可能我会犯一些错。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
And that September, Brother Philip gave me a phone call.
在九月份的时候，钟弟兄给我一个电话
，asking me, you know, I'm really compassionate and I really understand your situation, but we still need you to speak.
钟弟兄就说我对你有很多的怜悯，但是我们还是需要你来与我们交通。
You know, the same. I try to give all my excuse.
这个时候我就想一些借口。
But the Lord said, just say yes. That's it.
然后主就对我说，你就说是。
And this is the reason I'm here today.
这就是为什么今天我在这里。
So I pray, brothers and sisters, while I'm giving the message, please pray for me.
所以我请弟兄姐妹们在我交通的时候为我祷告。
And I really learned this one lesson.
我愿意来学这样一个功课。
When the Lord wants to fulfill His will through you, He never stops.
就是神如果要借着你来成就他的旨意，神不会停止。他不停止，一直在呼召，直到你说我愿意。
So in the next year we just say, Lord, whatever you say, I just say amen.
所以下次如果这样的话，希望我们都说 amen.
Okay, today I want to share with you from the book of Joshua in the Old Testament.
今天我想跟大家分享的是在旧约约书亚记。
Joshua chapter 1,
约书亚记的第一章
,verse 1 to 9.
第一节到第九节。
Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 9.
约书亚记第一章第一到第九节。
I will first read it in English.
我先用英文来读。
And our brother will lead you all in Chinese.
然后弟兄会跟大家用中文来读。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1-9. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7, only be thou be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
约书亚记第一章第一到第九节，耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过着约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了，从旷野和这黎巴嫩直到幼发拉底大河，赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。第五节，你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此你的道路就可以横通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
That's a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to thy presence once again.
主啊，今天我们再来到你的面前。
Lord, we humble ourselves before thee.
我们在你面前谦卑。
Lord, we need you this morning.
今天早上我们需要你。
We need your presence, we need your speaking.
我们需要你的同在，也需要你的
话语。Lord, we open ourselves to you this morning.
今天我们把自己打开。
Speak to us.
求你向我们说话。
As you've spoken before, you speak to us this morning.
就像你以前一样，今天早上对着我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
The book of Joshua is such a wonderful book.
约书亚书是一首非常美好的美妙的书。
Not only because of that wonderful stories concerning the victory that they won in Canaan.
不光因为他们在迦南地所赢了一切的征战。
Not only because of that one, wonderful miracles God has performed before his people.
不光是神在他们这些子民面前所显的神迹。
But this book reveals to us the many principles that we need to hold on in order to win that victory.
他而且告诉了我们如何赢这场这样的战争的一些原则。
Today, whenever we read this book, we feel like, how, what, if I would only be in, at that time.
当我们读这故事的时候，我们就想，如果我在那时候，那就好了。
Today, the Lord is telling us, you can also experience what the children of Israel have experienced.
但今天神要对我们讲的是，以色列人那天怎么样来经历，我们今天也可以怎样经历。
The book of Joshua is concerning victory.
在这本约书亚书里面提到的就是得胜。
This is the main focus of this book.
这是这本书它主要的聚焦所在。
This is the inheritance we need to take.
这就是我们要得的产业。
That's why we never pray for victory, we pray from victory.
所以我们的祷告不是说得着得胜，我们的祷告是从得胜里面来得。
Because we already gained the victory.
因为我们这个得胜已经有了。
We just need to claim it.
现在我们就是要来宣称。
Before the children of Israel came to Canaan,
当以色列人他们来到迦南地前，
Where did they came from?
他们从哪里来？
They came from Egypt.
他们从埃及来。
Egypt is a place where they are under the bondage of slavery.
在那里他们受这个奴役的捆绑。
They are forced to do whatever Pharaoh wants them to do.
那个时候法老强迫他们来做工。
They make bricks.
他们在那里做砖。
To do structures for Pharaoh.
他们是为这个法老来建基或城。
And even though they don't want to do it, yet they are forced to do it.
虽然他们不愿意做，但是法老强迫他们来做。
Isn't it this also is our situation?
这是不是也是我们的以前的光景？
No, Egypt is a land wherein we are under the slave of sin and death.
在埃及就是我们在罪和死的捆绑底下。
While we are yet in sin,
当我们在罪中的时候。
Isn't it this is also our experience?
这是不是我们的光景？
Today, every time you open the newspaper,
当今天你打开这些新闻的时候，
everything is all bad news.
每一件事似乎都是坏消息。
Either death, either murder or robbery.
或者是死亡，或者是抢劫，或者是凶杀。
Just 2 weeks ago, we heard the news in Connecticut.
在两周前，我们听到在康州发生的事。
When a 20-year-old boy, a young man, massacred 26 people.
在那里，20岁的一个年轻人。在那里却屠杀了超过20个。
For what reason did he do that?
他为什么原因做这件事？
You know, when you go to a prison and interview these murderers, at least they had a reason why they killed.
当你到监狱里面去采访这些杀人犯的时候，他们总会给出一些理由。
Maybe they are angry, maybe they have drunken driving, or maybe they want to have a revenge against their enemy.
或者他们愤怒，或者他们是因为喝醉了酒来醉驾。或者他们对着他们的仇敌心里面有愤恨。
But this young lad had no reason to kill 26 people.
但是这个年轻人他并没有任何原因来杀这26个人。
Firstly, he killed his mother with a rifle while the mother is sleeping.
首先他在他母亲熟睡的时候用枪来杀死他自己的母亲。
Then he killed 26 more.
然后他又杀了另外的26个人。
What has these children got to do with you?
这些孩子跟你有什么关系？
Have they ever fight against you?
他们难道跟你有争斗吗？
Why did you kill?
为什么你要去杀害？
We can only conclude one thing. There is a power within this little boy that forced him to do the thing which he doesn't want to do.
我们只能这么想，在这个孩子里面有一个力量来控制他，让他做了一些他其实不想做的事。
This is really terrible.
这是非常可怕的事。
Maybe you said, "Oh, I didn't kill. I didn't rob a bank."
也许你说我没有杀过人，我也没有抢过银行。
But brothers and sisters, we are in the same category.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们是在同样的情形里面。
Before we are saved, we are under the bondage of sin and death.
当我们得救之前，我们也是在罪和死的捆绑里面。
You say I didn't kill.
也许你说我没有杀过人。
But have you hated a person?
但你有没有恨过人呢？
The Bible tells us if we hate our brother in our heart, we already committed a murder.
因为圣经上讲，恨弟兄的就是杀人。
Have you lusted committed adultery?
你有没有犯过奸淫？
But if your eyes, your heart lusted against a foreign woman, you already committed adultery in your heart.
但是你如果眼睛看到一个妇女，心里面动了淫念，你已经与她犯奸淫
了。These are the things we do.
这就是我们所做的。
Do you want to do it?
我们愿不愿意去做呢？
We never want to do it.
我们其实不愿意。
We know it hurt ourselves, it hurt people around us.
因为我们知道这会伤害我们，也伤害我们周围的人。
But yet there is a power within us,That what forces us to do what we don't want to do.
但是里面却有这样一个能力，似乎来控制我们，让我们做一些不愿意做的。
That's why Paul in Romans said.
所以保罗在罗马书说。
The thing that I don't want to do that I do.
我不愿意行的，我却去行。
And the thing I want to do that I cannot do because it is sin that dwells in me.
我愿意行的善，我却不去做，因为这是罪在我里面做的。
This is the condition of the children of Israel.
这个就是以色列人当时的光景。
This is also the condition of us when we are not yet saved.
这也是我们如果没得救之前的光景。
But thank God through His infinite mercy.
但是 感谢神借着他测不透的怜悯。
He brought us, he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt.
他把以色列人从埃及带出来。
Through the Passover lamb.
借着这个逾越节的羔羊。
Through the blood that was shed.
借着他所流的血。
They are able to escape that terrible death.
他们可以来逃离这可怕的死亡。
Through the crossing of the Red Sea.
借着他们踏过红海。
Egypt becomes a distant memory.
这个时候埃及成了一个遥远的记忆。
Today this is also experience, right?
今天这是不是也是我们的经历。
That day when we put our faith in Christ Jesus.
就从那一天起当我们把信摆在耶稣里面的时候。
This bondage of sin and death had been freed.
这个罪和死的捆绑就已经得释放了。
The Bible tells us if the Son of Man shall set you free, we are free indeed.
因为在圣经上说如果神的儿子叫你得自由你就真自由了。
We are free men.
我们是自由的人。
We have the freedom.
我们有这个自由。
We have the freedom to enjoy God, what God wants us to enjoy.
我们现在可以有自由来享受神为着我们所预备的。
And we can possess what God wants us to possess.
我们现在可以得神要我们得的产业。
But after Egypt, there's still a road, there's still a process, there's still a journey we need to travel.
但是从埃及出来之后我们还有一段的旅程。
The children of Israel need to travel through the wilderness.
这些以色列民他们要经过旷野。
Wilderness is not God's intention for them to dwell them permanently.
这个旷野并不是神的旨意让他们永远居住在那里。
It is only a passage, only a journey.
这只是一个旅程只是所经过的路。
If you look through the map,
如果你看到地图的话
we can see it's only about a couple months journey.
这只是最多两个月的旅程。
But how come the children of Israel continue to journey, to be in the wilderness for 40 years?
但是以色列的民他们在那里游荡有40年之久。
It is all because of unbelief.
因为他们的不信。
It's all because of their ignorance.
因为他们的无知。
Do they experience God's miraculous work? Yes, they do.
他们有没有经历神奇妙的带领
？But a lot of times because of their doubting, because of their unbelief, they need to they continue on.To wander in the wilderness.
但是因着他们的迷惑，因着他们的抱怨，他们持续的在旷野里面来兜圈。
Today, brothers and sisters, after we are born again,
弟兄姐妹们，今天如果我们已经重生得救
，God doesn't want us to remain a baby.
神并不愿意我们停留像个小
孩子。God wants us to grow and live up to maturity.
神让我们可以长大，可以成熟。
Just imagine when a baby is born.
当我们想象一个孩子出生之后
，It is always the joy of parents.
这总是父母的一个喜乐。
But after a year has passed,
但是一年之后
if he doesn't increase in pounds,
但是一年之后他完全没有增磅
there is not increase in length,
他也没有长长
that joy becomes a sorrow.
这个喜乐一定要变成一个忧伤。
Today, a lot of times we are in that situation.
今天我们其实在这个光景。
How many years are we saved?
我们已经得救多少年了
do we have growth in our life?
在我们的生命里面有没有增长
Yes, indeed, that day when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, the angel rejoiced.
没错那一天当我们得救的时候连天上的天使都要欢呼喜乐。
But after so many years has passed,
但是多少年过去了
if we don't grow in life,
如果我们在生命里面不长进
the joy of the Father becomes the sorrow of our Heavenly Father.
这个天父的喜乐就会变成天父的忧愁。
Brother and sister, we shouldn't be satisfied with just wandering in the wilderness.
所以弟兄姐妹们我们不能在旷野里面就满足
We need to go into Canaan
我们需要进到迦南地
That is our destination today
这是我们今天的目的地
Brothers and sisters, what is your destination?
弟兄姐妹们你的目的地在哪里
Is it because that I want to be rich?
是不是我要富有
Or to live peaceably on this earth?
或者在这地上过一个和平的生活
God wants us to gain this land of Canaan
神让我们是进得着这个迦南地
So what's so special with this land of Canaan?
那这个迦南地有什么特别呢
When you look in the book of Joshua, there are at least four things we want to know about this land of Canaan.
如果你来读约书亚书起码有四件事
Firstly, it's a land of victory.
第一这个是得胜之地
Victory has been given to us.
因为这个得胜已经给了我们
When the Lord on the cross said, it is finished.
当神在主耶稣在十字架上的时候他说成了
Redemption is accomplished
救赎已经完成
Salvation is already accomplished
这个救恩已经成就了
What we need to do is just what? Possess
我们要做的就是去得
Today we don't need to earn our salvation
今天我们不需要去来赚得这个救恩
We receive this salvation as a gift from God
我们得着是从神那里像礼物一样
收取 Romans said for by grace are ye saved through faith
在罗马书说你们是因信
Not of ourselves, lest any man should boast.
我们没有人可以夸口
It is not works.
因为不是靠着我们的
善功 It is altogether by grace.
这完全是恩典
If by grace we are redeemed.
这是 靠着恩典我们得救赎。
Living victory, living victoriously is also an inheritance we need to take by faith.
那在得胜里面也是我们要凭着信心来得的。
In other words, if we live in a defeated way,
或者说如果我们活在一个失败的光景里，
we live beneath a normal standard of a normal Christian.
如果我们是活在正常基督徒这个标准以下的话，
if we live in a defeated life,
如果我们活着一个被打败的生活，
we live beneath our privileges.
如果我们在我们的权利里面跌倒了，
what is our privilege?
我们所得的是什么权利？
Our privilege is to experience victory.
我们的权利就是来经历得胜。
No, the Jewish has a song say, "This land is ours. God gave this land to us."
以色列人他们经常唱这首歌。这个地是神赐给我们的，是我们的。
This land is a land of victory.
这个地就是得胜的地。
And not only this land is a land of victory,
不光这个地是得胜的地，
it is also a land of unsearchable riches.
而且这个地是测不透的丰富之地。
Do you think that the children of Israel is tired of eating manna?
你觉得以色列民他们是不是已经厌烦了吃玛纳
呢？ Is manna good? Yes, it is good.
玛纳是不是很好？是很好。
It sustained the children of Israel for 40 years in the wilderness.
因为他当以色列民在旷野40年的时候来供应他们。
But God does not intend them to just to eat manna.
但神并不是让他们一直只吃玛纳。
God wants them to come to Canaan to enjoy the unsearchable riches of this land.
神让他们到迦南地来享受这测不透的丰富。
This land is a land of flowing milk and honey.
因为在这个地里边是流奶与蜜之地。
It's a land of corn and wine.
这个里面有有酒。
It is a land of what? Fig trees, pomegranates.
有无花果树，石榴树。
It is also a land of vineyards.
而且这里面有葡萄园。
Everywhere you go, all these things have been planted for you already.
当你去到那里的时候，这些已经种植在那里。
In the mountain, you can dig brass.
在这个山里面，你可以来挖铜。
What more do you want?
你还需要什么呢？
This is the land which God has given to the children of Israel.
这个就是神赐给以色列民的地
方。It is for them to enjoy.
是让他们来享受。
Today, Christ is that land for us to enjoy.
今天基督就是那为我们预备的山。
But the problem is, we are just satisfied with what we have today.
但今天我们的毛病是已经满足于我们所得着的。
We feel like if I'm saved and I need not go to hell, that's more than enough.
有的时候我们想已经得救了，不需要去地狱了，已经很好了。
Yes, indeed, to enjoy Christ as our Savior is a wonderful thing.
没错，来享受基督成为我们的救主是一个奇妙的事。
It gives peace in our heart.
因为它带给我们心里面的平安。
Because we know what is our future.
因为我们知道将来如何。
But while we are still living here,
但是我们今天活在这地上的时候，
there's still a life God wants us to live is a live victorious life.
神还是让我们来过一个得胜的生活。
Don't live a life like a pauper.
我们不要过一个贫穷的生活。
We need to live a life like a rich man.
我们要活一个富人的生活。
So a lot of times we just, you know, the Lord is telling us how good he is, but we live like a pauper.
有的时候神告诉我们他多么的美好，但我们的生活就这么的缺乏。
You know, all the riches that has been revealed to us in this book is given to us.
所有在这本书里面启示给我们的丰富都已经赐给我们了。
But are we ready to take it?
但我们有没有预备好来得？
Today, what we need is the Lord enlarge our capacity.
今天我们需要神来扩大我们的度量。
We need to, you know, enlarge our vision.
来扩大我们的眼光。
There is a land that is before us.
因为在我们前面有一块地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
这块地是流奶与蜜之地。
Are we just satisfied with eating manna?
我们是不是只满足于吃玛纳？
As we enter to the year 2013,
当我们进入2013年的时候，
May we have this desire, Lord, I just want to enjoy what you tell me in this book.
我们是不是只满足说，我们是不是把满足摆在神在这本书里向我们所启示的？
I want to enjoy what you said today.
是不是我们愿意来享受他对我们所讲的每一天的
话语？ This land is a land of victory.
因为这个地是得胜之地。
This is a land of unsearchable riches.
这个地是测不透的丰富的地。
This is a land of rest.
第三，这个地是安息之地。
It's a land of rest.
是一个安息之地。
Is it because there is no war to be fought? There is.
是不是那里没有征战？其实那里还是有征战。
There are still giants in that land.
在那个地里面还有巨人。
But how could you say the children of Israel is at rest?
但为什么以色列民却可以享受安息呢？
Because they already knew what is the outcome.
因为他们已经知道结果是什么。
Have you ever played a game you already knew the outcome?
有没有去参加一个比赛，你已经知道结果的？
You know, no matter how good you in playing basketball,
不管你这个打篮球技术怎么样，
you might be an MVP.
你也许是 打得最好的、最有价值的那个球员。
But you never knew what the score will be.
但你却从来不知道最后的这个得分是多少。
There is always a saying, the ball is round.
因为有一个讲法，球是圆的。
You might lose, you might win.
你可能会输，你可能会赢。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
the Lord, what the Lord gave us,
神已经给了我们的
it is a victory.
是一个得胜。
Victory is certain.
这个得胜是确定的
because he already won the victory on the cross.
因为他在十字架上已经得胜。
You know, brother Philip was sharing while in the funeral.
中弟兄曾经在一个葬礼上这样来分享。
He said there is two kind of rest we need to know and experience.
他说我们有两种安息需要来了解的。
He said, "Come unto me, ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
他说劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我必使你们得享安息。
This is the first rest.
这是第一个安息。
Because we knew what is before us.
因为我们知道将来会如何。
Worldly people doesn't know what is their future.
这个地上其他的人，他们不知道将来如何。
That's why there's so much anxiety, there's so much depression.
所以他们这么的焦虑，这么的抑郁。
They didn't know what will happen to them when they die.
他们不知道死后会怎样。
So they're so afraid.
所以他们如此的惧怕。
To such an extent, there's a lot they experience depression.
所以到一个地步，他们就开始抑郁。
So they try to buy life insurance.
然后他们就买这个人寿保险。
You know, life insurance doesn't assure you of anything.
人寿保险并不保证你任何事。
Rather, they assure you one day you will die.
人寿保险保证的是有一天你会死。
Sorry about those people who are selling insurance. Okay.
那有些卖保险的，请你原谅我这么讲。
But they assure you one day when you die, an amount of money will be given to your loved ones.
这个保险是说，当你死的那一天，这些财产可以转到你所爱的人。
That's why the more you buy life insurance, the more unpeaceful you are.
所以你越买的越多，那你就越不平安。
But today, there is an assurance of our salvation.
但是今天我们在救恩里面却有一个确据。
Physically, we might die.
虽然肉体上我们会死。
But I know where I'm going.
但我却知道我去哪里。
You know, my grandmother has a great testimony on this. My grandmother.
我的奶奶，我的祖母就在这件事上有美好的见证。
One time she had a massive heart attack.
在有一次，她有一个很大的心脏病的发生。
And the best doctors in the Philippines tell her, you know, you need a pacemaker.
然后在菲律宾最好的心脏医生就说你里面要有一个起搏器。
So if you don't put that pacemaker, you don't know maybe tomorrow you'll die.
如果你没有这个起搏器在心里，你可能明天就会死亡。
And my grandmother said, you know, when God created me, I don't have a pacemaker.
然后我祖母就说，神创造我的时候没有把这个起搏器摆在我里面。
When I meet him, I don't want to bring a pacemaker.
然后我要去再见他的时候，不想带着这起搏器去见他。
And but the doctor said you need to because you will die.
然后医生就说你还是需要，因为你没有的话就会死。
Then she told the doctor, "When I die, I know where I'm going."
他就跟医生讲，我死的那一天，我知道去哪儿。
Do you know where you are going?
他问医生，你知道你去哪儿吗
？After 2 years, the doctor passed away.
两年之后，这个医生他去世了。
My grandmother continued on to live for 8 years.
然后我的祖母又活了8年。
Brothers and sisters, if we are saved, there is rest in our soul.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们得救，在我们里面已经有安息了。
This is the assurance of our salvation.
这是我们这个得救的确据。
We can rejoice again and again.
我们可以一次一次的来喜乐。
That's why there's a song that says this, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine."
所以有一首诗歌说，耶稣是我的，我有把握。
But God doesn't only want us to enjoy this kind of rest.
但是神并不让我们停在这样的安息里。
While we are still here on earth, He wants also us to enjoy the rest.
当我们在地上的时候，他让我们享受另外还有的安息。
He said, "Take your yoke upon me and learn of me."
他说，来负我的轭，学我的样式。
And I'm meek and lowly in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑。
For my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
You shall find rest in your soul.
所以你要在你里面要来得享这样的安息。
This rest is today.
这个安息是今天所得着。
Don't we have any problems? Yes, we have problems.
虽然我们今天有没有问题
？After God, you know, after we become a Christian, God never promised us there will be no problem.
当我们成了基督徒之后，神没有应许说你前面没有任何困难。
There will still be trials and tribulation.
在前面还会有试炼，还会有苦难。
We know we are going through economic crisis right now.
现在我们正在经历这个经济的崩溃。
If they said that if this the Republican the Democrat doesn't you know fix this problem, those middle class will have $2,000 what tax not refund but you tax you need to pay more.
那我们听到的消息是，共和党跟民主党如果他们不一起合作的话，那中产阶级每一家还要再多付$2,000的这个税。
And we know the outcome. They start to lay off.
那我们也知道这个带来会是什么？会有更多的解雇。
In the world today, people start to worry.
在这个世上的人，他们会开始忧虑。
Will I have my job? And when I go to work,
当我去上班的时候，我这份工作还在不在？
You know, we are human being. We worry.
我们都是人，我们都会有这样的忧虑。
Because we feel we are so realistic.
因为我们是实际的。
We feel like, Lord, you want to supply me, but I don't have work. What should I do?
那如果我们已经相信神要来供应的话，但是我没有工作，怎么神来供应我？
But the Lord promised.
但是神应许过。
You shall find rest in your soul.
你要在灵里得享安息。
The problem will still be there.
这个问题可能还在。
But having this rest is the most important thing.
但是在里面的这个安息却是最重要的。
Oh, the problem will still be there. There will still be storm in life.
这个问题还在，外面可能还是狂风暴雨。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
That rest in our soul is the most important thing.
这个在里面的安息其实是最重要的。
Oh, this land is a land of victory. This is a land of riches. This is also a land of rest.
所以这个地既是得胜的地，也是丰富之地，而且也是得安息之地。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord is in the boat, we have rest in our soul.
弟兄姐妹们，如果神跟我们在同一艘船上，我们灵里就必得享安
息。Remember in the Gospel of John chapter 6,
记得在约翰福音第六章吗？
While the disciples are rowing that boat because there is a storm,
当这些门徒在风暴里面摇橹甚苦的时候，
and the Lord Jesus is walking on the water,
这个时候耶稣在水面上行走，
and they thought that they saw a ghost.
他们就以为见到鬼怪。
And the Lord said, "It is I, be not afraid."
然后主就对他们说，是我，不要怕。
And the disciples, when they recognized Jesus, they welcomed Jesus into the boat.
然后当这些门徒知道是主的时候，就把主迎到船上。
And what happened? The boat was on the shore immediately.
后面发生什么？当主耶稣上船之后，他们已经马上到了海的那一边。
The Lord not only promised us there will be rest in our soul, He will bring us to the destination which He wants us to be.
不光神让我们在灵里得享安息，而且他把我们带到我们的目的地。
If he take care of the birds in the field,
如果他在田地里面的这些雀鸟，他都看顾的话，
will he not take care of you?
难道他不会来看顾我
们吗？ Oh, brothers and sisters, this burden that we bear, we are not bearing it alone. The Lord is bearing it together with us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们担的重担不是我们在担，是主在。替我们来担。
Sometimes we feel, oh, it's so heavy anymore. I can't take it no more.
有的时候我们觉得这重担太重，我不能再来担负。
But after this storm has passed,
但是当这些暴风雨过去的时候，
you just notice I'm not walking there. I'm not walking on the storm.
你就会注意到我其实没有在风暴里面行走。
The Lord is bearing me on His shoulder.
因为主是把我担在他的肩上。
Brother and sister, I've been a Christian for more than 40 years. The Lord has been again and again,
弟兄
prove to us.And prove to me, we shall find rest in your soul because I'm with you in this boat.
弟兄姐妹们，在我在弟兄40年基督徒的生活里面，一次一次，他经历到是神在他跟他在同一艘船上，来担他在肩上，带他去到目的地。
Not only this is a land of rest, this is also a land of reality.
弟兄姐妹们，而且这个地是真实之地。
The children of Israel have been hearing the land of Canaan, how good Canaan is many years ago.Before they came to the real thing.
因为这些以色列民他们早就听说迦南地有多好多好。
But sometimes they get tired of listening.
但是有的时候他们已经厌烦了来听这样的话。
I want to get into this land.
我想进入这地。
Brothers, aren't you tired listening to us giving message after message every Sunday of how good Christ is?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有厌烦有弟兄们每一周一次一次的信息跟你讲基督有多好。
We feel like we are an advertiser.
我们觉得我们讲的人就像是在做广告。
We keep on saying this product is so good.
我们一直在讲这个产品有多好多好。
And I believe a lot of you was convinced, yes, it is this good.
甚至到一个地步，在我们中间有些人都相信了这产品很好。
But the problem is we never bought this goods.
但是问题是我们不来买这些货物。
Today Christ is so good to us.
今天基督对着我们是何等的好。
He is so rich.
他是如此的丰富。
He is so rich beyond compare.
它是如此的丰富，没有可比的。
But have we tasted it?
但我们有没有去尝一尝
？The Bible tells us, taste and see the Lord is good.
因为在圣经里面讲说，我们来尝尝主的美善。
I have tasted it.
我已经尝过。
Have you tasted it?
你有没有尝过
？Today, don't just sit there and you know just saying, oh yes, it is good, but haven't tasted it.
今天不要坐在这里说啊，很美善，但是不去尝。
We just need, don't stop looking at it.
不要只在那里来观看。
You know, there is a lady. I feel I know that I have told this story before.
我觉得我可能已经讲过这个故事。
There is a lady who is migrating from England to the U.S.
啊，有一个妇女，她是从英国移民到美国。
But because of the high price of the ticket,
因为这个票是非常的贵。
So all the relatives, all the friends pitch in to buy the ticket for that young lady.
所以她的朋友啊，她的亲戚啊，都来为她来捐款来买这张票。
This lady was so grateful.
然后这个妇女就非常的感恩。
And she felt that in order to minimize the spending, she bought a lot of cheese and crackers to the boat.
然后呢，她说为了减轻这个费用呢，她就带了很多的那些 cheese， 然后那个
crackers。
So she, 饼干。
She thought that you know to just to endure that journey, she will just eat cheese and crackers.
所以她就觉得在这个整个旅程里面，她就吃她所带的饼干跟 cheese.
And every day when she looked at the window, she saw this long line of people trying to get at that buffet table.
然后她就透过窗户看到很多人来到这个自助餐的前面
来享用。All kinds of food she just heard before is a reality.
所有她以前听过的食物在那里她都看见了。
Everybody was eating it.
那些人都在吃。
But she can only sigh, if I only had that money to buy that food.
然后他就在心里面叹息，如果我有更多的钱能够买就好。
Now on the last day of the journey, when they are about to go to the New York Harbor,
然后在最后一天，这个船要到达纽约港的时候
，she prepared all her things.
他就把他所有的东西收拾起来。
She took up that ticket.
然后他就拿出那张票。
Accidentally, she turned the ticket. It says here, all meals included.
然后在票的背面就是说，所有的这些餐饮都已经。包括在这张票里面。
You can just imagine how could that lady said, you know.
你可以想象这个妇女她心里面要说什么。
I believe she will say, if I only knew.
她会说，如果我知道，早知道的
话。If I only knew.
如果我早知道的话。
Today, a lot of times we cannot enjoy Christ's riches because of ignorance.
今天我们不能来享用基督，是因为我们无知。
That's why every Friday night, the brothers and sisters encourage us, you need to dig into the Word, you need to read the Word of God, you need to know more about who Christ is.
所以弟兄姐妹们一直来鼓励我们，周五我们要来读神的话，要知道基督是谁。
Now I know already.
我已经了解了。
But stop looking.
但是不要只在那里观看。
Get in line on that buffet table, start eating.
进到那个吃自助餐的那条排队的里面去吃。
When the children of Israel were still in the wilderness,
当以色列人他们在旷野的时候，
they knew that this land is a land of riches.
他们知道这个迦南地是丰富之地。
But until they put their feet upon this land, will this thing become a reality.
但只有当他们把脚踏在迦南地，这才成为他们的实际。
Because this land is land of victory.
因为这个地是得胜之地。
This land is land of unsearchable riches.
这个地是测不透丰富之地。
This land is a land of rest.
这个地是安息之地。
This is also a land of reality.
这也是他们得着真实之地。
Now knowing how good this land is, what is the principle in getting into this land?
那如果我们已经知道这地有多美好，怎么样来得呢？
Verse 3 says, Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses.
第三节说，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
So the first principle is there is a possession for us to possess by faith.
所以第一个原则就是这个产业我们要凭着信来得。
Is it because there is no giants? There is still giants in the land of Canaan.
是不是在那地没有伟人呢？其实在迦南地有许多的伟人。
Are there near there still walls that as wall as a high walls for they to conquer? Yes, there is. There is the wall of Jericho. There is the wall of Ai.
在那里是不是没有高大的城墙？有耶利哥城，还有爱城的墙都非常高大。
But the thing is, we need to what? Step in by faith.
但我们就需要凭信脚掌踏上去。
When the children of Israel put their feet on that river Jordan, that river Jordan opened up.
当以色列民他们把脚踩在约旦河的时候，约旦河水就分开了。
Jordan River is a hindrance on entering into the good land.
因为这个约旦河是阻挡他们进到应许之地。
But when the Lord said, "Tell the priests, put your feet on that water," the water opened up.
但是神说把你们的脚踏在这河里，这河就分开了。
But is it the end of the story? No.
这是不是故事的结束？
They need to continue on to step by faith on this land, and every place you put your feet on, that land will be yours.
他们还需要借着信，每一次的把脚掌踏在所踏之地，那每一个所踏之地就赐给他们。
You know what is the life of a Christian?
基督徒的生活到底是什么？
A life of a Christian is a walk on conquered land.
其实基督徒我们的生活就是在已经被征服的地上来走。
Victory is not a responsibility.
这个胜利并不是我们的责任。
It is a response to God's ability.
这个是对着神他能力的回应。
When we say yes,
当我们说是的。
When we say, Lord, I stand side by side with you, I hold your hand, we want the victory.
如果我们对神说，我要与你一同站立，我要抓住你的手，那我们就可以得胜。
This is a possession we need to possess by faith.
这个是需要凭信所得的。
If salvation, redemption is by faith, so also a victorious Christian walk.
如果我们的救恩是凭信得的，那我们基督徒的生活也是凭信来活。
No, number two.
第二。
Not only there is a possession for us to possess by faith, there is a what?There is a promise we need to pursue after, we need to hold on.
不光这个产业是凭信要得，而且我们需要来抓住神的应许。
There is a promise.
有一个应许。
Sometimes we feel, Lord, you, what you said is really true.
有的时候我们已经感觉到神讲的是真的。
What is the assurance?
但是你怎么样让我能够有确据呢？
It says here in verse 5, There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life.As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
在第五节说，你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
There's the first promise. There's a promise of a conquering life.
第一个应许就是我们有一个胜过的生命。
By ourselves, we cannot conquer.
靠着自己，我们不可能
胜过。But there is somebody in us.
但是在我们里面有一位
who already conquered and continue to conquer, and within him we can conquer.
已经得胜，还要再得胜，在他里面我们可以得胜。
You know, Romans chapter 8 verse 37 says, "For we are more than conquerors through him that loved us."
在罗马书八章三十七节他说，靠着我们的主，在一切事上已经得胜有余了。
You trying to fight this battle?
你是自己试着来打这场仗吗
？Tell you, you surely lose.
告诉你，你一定会输。
And this is also my experience.
这也是我的经历。
But when we are in Christ,
但我们在基督里的话
，we experience this conquering life and living.
我们就可以来体验怎么样这个得胜的生活。
Every day is a day of victory.
每一天都可以是得胜。
Every day we rejoice.
每一天我们都可以喜乐。
And that is the difference between us and unbelievers.
这就是我们与不信人的区别。
While the unbelievers cry because of defeat, we cry with tears of joy because of victory.
当这些世上的人他们流泪因着他们的失败的时候，我们却流着泪因着喜乐因着得胜。
Hallelujah, Christ has already won the victory.
Hallelujah, 因为基督已经得胜。
Today, where are you?
今天你在哪里？
Are you in Christ?
你在不在基督里面？
God promised us of a conquering life.
那在里面就有着得胜的应许。
God also promised us of continuing presence.
而且他应许给我们持续的同
在。 It says here, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee.
因为他说，我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
It's wonderful.
弟兄姐妹们，这是多么的美好。
He is always with us.
因为他一直与我们在一起。
He never leave us alone.
他没有撇下我们。
You know, a lot of times when I was a young boy, I always had this wish, oh, if I only live the time of Joshua.
有的时候在年轻的时候，我年轻的时候就想，如果在约书亚记那个时候就好了。
I will continue to enjoy victory.
我那时候就一直来经历得胜。
But that is wrong.
但那个是错误的。
Because the Lord said, "As I was with Moses, so I shall be with you and us."
因为神已经讲过，我怎样与摩西同在，也与你与我同在。
This is the most wonderful thing.
这是最美好的事。
You know, I was trying to share with the saints in Dumbo.
我曾经在 Dumbo 跟那边的弟兄姐妹交通。
I said, "The Lord is so close to us. Never can it be closer."
我在那里说。神与我们已经近的不能再近了。
He says here, for the Bible says, for who is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in us.
因为在圣经里面说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the Bible also tells us, no one has seen the Father at any time. The only begotten Son of God, who is in the bosom of the Father, had declared him.
而且那里讲过，没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子把父把神显出来。
Now, if you try to put these two verses together,
如果你把这两个章节摆在一起
，Firstly, we can realize when we are saved, we are already in Christ.
第一，我们要认识到得救之后，我们其实已经在基督里。
And since Christ is in God.
因为基督是在神里。
When he is also in the bosom of the Father.
他就在父的怀中。
Aren't we also in the bosom of the Father?
我们是不是也在父的怀中？
This is, I will say, you will have rest in your souls really when you saw this.
弟兄姐妹，如果你看到这一点，你已经在灵里要得安息。
No one can really touch us.
没有人可以再摸着我们。
We are in the bosom of the Father.
因为我们在父的怀中。
One day my supervisor was telling me a story about his son.
有一天我的主管跟我讲到他儿子的故事。
He said that, you know, his son one day was walking with him on the sidewalk.
有一天他的儿子跟他在人行道上一起走。
And suddenly there is a dog coming behind them and was barking so loud.
突然从他们后面来了一只狗对着他们来吼叫。
And this son was so afraid.
他的儿子就非常的惊慌。
And you know what the son do? He immediately jumped to the father.
你知道儿子做什么？他一下就跳到父亲的身上。
And you know when after he jumped, he just lay his head on the father's shoulder.
他跳到父亲的身上之后，就把头枕在父亲的肩上。
Because he know one thing, I'm in the Father.
他知道一件事，我在父里面。
No harm will get to me.
然后就不会得到伤害。
They're still barking.
那个狗还在叫。
There's still the giants of hatred. There's still giants around us.
哦，在我们周围还有许多伟人。
Such giants of hatred, giants of envy, giants of lust.
在我们周围还有仇恨，还有这些。邪念，还有这些所有的
控制我。But they can never touch us.
但这些已经碰不到我。
Because we are in the bosom of the Father.
因为我们已经在父的怀中。
Brother and sister, he promised us of a conquering life. He also promised us of a continuing presence.
弟兄姐妹们，他已经应许了我们这得胜，而且应许了我们他的同在。
Is that more assurance than?
这是不是更有确据了呢？
Now we come to the third thing.
还有第三件事。
Not only he assure us of these wonderful promises.
不光他却给我们。这应许这些。
There is also a person to prepare.
而且有一个预备的人。
What kind of a person should be in order to get into that land?
那如果我们要进入这地，神要预备什么样的人？
You know, on one hand, the Lord is telling us how good he is, how rich the land is, and how big the promises of God is.
在一方面，神告诉我们这地有多好，多么丰富，他的应许有多么的有确据。
But yet he also wants us to be that kind of a person to get into that land.
他也让我们成为那个进入这地的人。
This chapter alone, it also mentioned three times.
这个章节提到三次。
Be strong and of good courage.
刚强壮胆。
Verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide an inheritance.
第六节，你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业。
Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee.
第七节，只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
Verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage?
我岂没有，第九节，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆。
In this chapter alone, the Lord repeatedly said, be strong and of good courage.
在这个这一章里面，神已经三次提到当刚强壮胆。
When I read this verse, I feel, Lord, you are asking too much.
当我读这一个章节的时候，我觉得，哎呀，神，你要求太高了。
You know, I'm not strong, I'm weak.
你知道我是软弱的人。
I'm not courageous, I'm a coward.
我并不刚强壮胆，我是一个胆小鬼。
I'm not an obedient person, I'm a rebel.
我并不是一个真是一个顺从的人，我经常违背。
If you ask me to be strong and good courage, you are asking more than what I can do.
如果你让我刚强壮胆的话，其实你已经要求超过我所有的。
But today, the Lord is wanting to tell us, you want to be strong, you got to be courage, not by yourselves.
但今天神要告诉我们的是，这刚强壮胆不是靠着自己。
A lot of times we measure being strong by our physical strength.
有的时候我们的刚强是凭着这个肉身的刚强。
By our will, we measure our determination of being courageous.
有的时候我们看看自己的意愿够不够强。
We feel we need to have a determination in order to be obedient.
有的时候我们的测量是我们的决心够不够大。
That's why every year we have a New Year's resolution, right?
所以每一年新年开始我们都有一个新年的一个计划。
But it's always end the same manner.
但每一次这个结束都是一样。
Every time we have this New Year's resolution, we just found out we are weak. We are a, we are not courageous enough, we are always disobedient.
每一次我们有新年计划的时候，到最后都发现我们自己是软弱的，是悖逆的，而且我们真的是没有这样的刚强状态。
But the Bible tells us,
但是圣经告诉我们
I can do all things through him strengthened me.
靠着那加我力量的，我凡事都可行。
Being strong is not dependent upon your strength.
刚强壮胆，刚强不是靠着我们的能力。
Being courageous is not dependent upon your will.
这个壮胆也不是靠着你的意愿。
Being obedient is not dependent upon your determination.
你的顺从也不是靠着你的决心。
It is dependent upon where are you.
而是完全在乎你到底在哪里。
Where are you today?
你今天到底在哪里？
Are you still in your flesh?
你今天是住在肉体里面。
If you are in the flesh, you will be weak.
如果你在肉体里面就是软弱的。
You will continue to be not courageous.
你就继续的胆小。
You will continue to be disobedient.
你就继续的来违背。
But when we are in Christ,
但如果我们在基督里
oh, we can be strong, we can be courageous, we can be obedient.
我们可以刚强，可以壮胆，可以来顺从。
You know, there is a lady named Corrie ten Boom.
有一个妇女她叫做
Corrie
ten Boom.
Yeah, this is a sister. While there are a story of a sister when she was in Germany.
这是一个在德国的姐妹。
You know when the Nazi Germany occupied Poland.
哦，那个时候纳粹德国占领了波兰。
You know, a lot of Jewish people and those who supported the Jewish people are put into prison.
那个时候，所有的犹太人。甚至支持犹太人的人都被放到集中营。
And Corrie ten Boom was one of them with her sister.
Corrie ten Boom 就是跟她的自己的妹妹一起被关起来。
They are persecuted. They are, you know, stripped naked and being laughed upon by these Nazi soldiers.
他们就被压迫、被逼迫，甚至把他们的衣服都脱光了。
To such an extent that her younger sister cannot survive World War II.
这个结果就是她的那个妹妹就不能。从二次大战里面幸存。
But because of God's mercy, the Lord saved Corrie ten Boom.
但是因着神的怜悯 ，Corrie ten Boom 他幸存了。
Afterwards, she became a missionary, starting to preach the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ.
在这个之后，他成了宣教的人，一个宣道，宣道者，他就对着人来讲耶稣基督。
One day, when she was sharing concerning a matter of forgiveness,
有一次他讲到一个题目，就是饶恕。
After she gave the message.
当他讲完这个信息之后
there is a man who started to walk towards her.
就有一个人站起来对着他走过来
And she just recognized this person.
突然间他认识这个人
That this is the person, this is the soldier that, that persecuted me and gave me a hard time while I'm in the concentration camp.
这个人就是那个我在集中营里在那里逼迫我给我难处的那个人
If you are our sister, how do you feel?
如果你是那个姐妹，当时你的感觉是怎么样
？Surely as a Christian, we don't seek revenge.
虽然作为基督徒，我们知道不能自己来伸冤。
But yet there will be some hatred within, right?
但是在里面还是有一些愤恨，
so,
不是吗
？When this person is coming towards her,
当这个人对着她走过来的时候
，You know our sister start to turn to the Lord.
我们的姐妹就转向神。
Lord, how should I do with this?
她说：“主啊，我该如何行
？”You know what? The Lord said, "Stretch forth your hand, shake his hand."
然后神就对他说：“你伸出你的手来握他的手。”
When she just obeyed,
他就在那里顺服。
You know what happened? Love and forgiveness just flows out from her.
当他这样做的时候，爱跟饶恕就从他里面涌流出来。
Being strong, being courageous is not based upon what we can do and what is our determination.
刚强壮胆并不在乎我们的力量如何，并不在乎我们的决心多大。
When we are in Christ,
当我们在基督里的时候
，we can do all things.
凡事都可行。
It doesn't say some things, but all things.
它不是说有些事你可以行。
Today, brothers and sisters,
凡事都可行。
This is the kind of person we need to be.
这就是我们要成为的人。
We need to be strong, we need to be courageous, we need to be obedient.
我们需要刚强壮胆，也需要顺服。
After knowing what kind of person we need to be,
当我们知道要成为怎样的人之后
Number four, there is a plan for us to pursue.
第四就是有一个计划让我们来追随。
What is this plan?
这个计划是什么
？Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth.
第八节，这律法书不可离开你的口。
But thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
总要昼夜思想。
That thou mayest observe, do according to all that is written therein.
好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
Three things.
三件事。
One, the book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth.
第一，这律法书不可离开你的口。
In other words, we need to declare the word of God.
或者说，我们要来宣讲神的话。
Not only we need to keep God's word in our heart.
不光我们把神的话藏在我们里面。
We need to declare it day by day.
而且我们每天要来宣讲神的话。
Do you not know that the enemy wants us to be silent?
你知不知道？ 仇敌要让我们缄默无声。
He doesn't care what you believe.
他不管你信什么。
But when you declare, it means to say you acknowledge what you believe.
但是当你口里宣扬出来的时候， 那你所相信的就显明出来。
Isn't it this is our experience concerning our salvation?
这是不是也是关乎我们救恩的经历？
In our heart we believe, in our mouth we confess, and we shall be saved.
如果我们心里相信， 口里承认， 就必得救。
So also is our Christian walk.
所以对我们基督徒的生活也是这样。
We believe in victory, we need to declare this victory, then we have victory.
如果我们心里相信这个得胜， 我们口里也宣扬的话， 这个得胜就是真实的。
Let me tell you my testimony.
让我告诉你我的见证。
One time I was so sick.
有一次我非常的 在一个病里面。
I started to lose pounds.
这个时候我就开始消瘦。
And the brothers and sisters here are so worried about my situation.
然后弟兄姐妹们看到就非常为我担忧。
And Brother Wei led a team of brothers to come to our house to pray.
然后魏弟兄就跟着一些弟兄到我家里跟 来为我祷告。
And they even laid hands on me to pray.
他们 也按手在我身上为我祷告。
But at that juncture, Brother Philip, I clearly remember, he said, I want to read a portion of the word for you.
然后那个时候我记得钟弟兄就说， 我有一个章节要来读。
He started to read Psalms 150.
然后他就来读诗篇的150篇。
It is a psalm of praise.
这是一个赞美的诗篇。
You know, at the back of my mind, I said, I am sick. Why you try to ask me to praise the Lord? You know?
在我的心里我想我现在重病了， 我怎么来赞美神？
But after he read that psalm,
然后当他读完诗篇150篇的时候，
the Lord tell me, pray.
然后神就在里面对我说， 你祷告。
I haven't prayed for so long.
我已经很久没有祷告。
But the Lord said, pray.
但是神说你祷告。
Open your mouth and pray.
开你的口祷告。
And what do you pray? You say, praise the Lord.
你怎么祷告呢？ 你就说赞美主。
I tell you, that is the hardest time I pray.
那个是我祷告里面最难的一次。
I use all my strength.
我已经用了我所有的力气。
All will and all determination and open up my mouth. I said, Lord, I praise you even though I'm sick.
然后我就用所有的决心，所有的力气就说， 主啊，我赞美你， 虽然我现在这么的重病。
The next day, illness is gone.
第二天这个重病完全的好。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to learn this secret.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们要来学这个秘诀。
Victory is won because we declare it.
这个得胜怎么得着？ 我们要来宣称。
We acknowledge God has the ability to won the victory and the victory has been won for us already.
我们要承认他已经得胜，他就是得胜的。
Number two.
第二。
And we need to meditate his word day and night.
我们要昼夜思想。
A lot of times after we won the victory, after we've declared the victory of Christ, we forget Christ already.
有的时候当我们宣扬主的时候， 把他的名字宣扬出来之后，我们就自己就忘记了。
Today, a life of a Christian is a life meditating the word of God.
但今天基督徒的生活应该是昼夜思想他的话。
The meditating the word of God, that it become part of your system.
当我们这样昼夜思想的时候， 这就成为我们身体的一部分。
That anytime the enemy comes,
每一次仇敌来的时候，
we have something to counterattack.
我们就可以来抵挡他。
We have the word of God.
我们有神的话。
Which is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵， 这是宝剑。
That's why the brothers not only encourage us to read the word, they also to memorize the word of God.
所以弟兄们不光是让 鼓励我们读神的话， 而且让我们来背诵神的话。
Every time the enemy comes, we have something to tell the enemy, stop, because this is written.
所以每一次仇敌来的时候， 我们就说， 你停， 你停止吧， 因为这是神在经上所记的。
Lastly,
最后，
we need to practice the word of God.
我们要来实行， 要来操练神的话。
Not only we declare,
不光我们来宣称，
Not only we meditate,
不光我们来思想，
we need to practice it.
我们需要来操练。
A lot of times we just know it.
有的时候我们只是了解而已。
Knowing is not enough.
知道并不满足。
You want to enjoy the riches of the land?
你愿意来享受这地的丰盛吗？
You want to enjoy who Christ is and whether he is love or everything?
你要来享受基督是谁，他所有的爱吗？
You want to enjoy all the fruit of the Holy Spirit being declared in Galatians chapter 5?
你愿意来体会在加拉太书所讲到圣灵所结的这些果子吗？
You just need to practice it.
你要来操练。
You know, I always watch the Food Network.
有的时候我看那个 食品的频道。
Because I like to eat, you know.
因为我喜欢 来做菜。
There is always a competition in eating, you know, competition, cooking competition.
在那里面经常会播一些煮菜的那些比赛。
And there is a competition in which four person are competing against each other in order to earn that $10,000.
那里面经常有四个人在烹饪上面来比，看谁最好，来得这一万美金的奖金。
After the first round, one person is taken away.
第一轮之后，一个人就会被淘汰。
Another round, another person is taken away.
第二轮，第二个人又被淘汰。
When they come to the third round, they will fight for that grand prize.
然后在第三轮的时候，这两个人就来争夺这个最后的奖品。
During that competition, there is a brother in New York. He's a Chinese.
在那个节目里面，有一个在纽约的中国人，他是一个弟兄。
He survived the competition.
他就在这里面得胜了。
That last round, he's competing against a French lady.
在那个最后一轮，他的对手是一个法国的一个妇女。
And that French lady said, "I want to win this award because I want to go and see my grandmother who is in France."
哦，这个女性她就说我要赢。我赢了之后可以回法国见到我的祖母。
Because this grandmother of me had been taking care of me all my life, and she's very sick right now. I want to go home and take care of her.
他就说我的祖母现在是重病，她一路抚养我长大，我现在需要借这个机会能有这个财力可以去看她。
But after the announcement was given, the brother win the prize.
但是最后的这个宣布结果却是这个弟兄赢了。
Surely that lady was so discouraged as she walked towards the door.
所以这个妇女非常失望，她就向着门走，要离开。
Suddenly, this brother says, "Stop."
然后这个弟兄就说：“你站住。
”Everybody so surprised. Why you say stop?
为什么大家就说为什么他让这个人停住呢
？He said, "We all are winners."
他说：“我们都是得胜的。
”You know, when I'm not yet a Christian,
当我不是基督徒的时候
，He said, "I'm a jerk. I don't know how you said it."
他说：“我是一个怪物。
”I have fun in you know, stepping on other people.
我经常去冒犯别人。
But after I got saved, I want to serve people.
他说我经常占人便宜，但现在我得救，我就想要来服侍其他人。
Since you need that ticket to go to France, I will buy that ticket for you.
既然你愿意去法国，我替你买这个票。
You know, at that time, you know, all the judges were shedding their tears.
在那个时候，所有的评审都流泪。
Even that lady.
甚至那个妇女她自己
，because you don't hear the gospel，
因为你不需要来那时候没听到有福音
，you saw the gospel，
但你已经看见福音。
When she practiced love, love comes out。
当她在那里操练爱的时候，爱就在那里显出来。
Because love is in us，
因为爱在我们里面。
We just need to practice it。
我们需要操练。
He said, "I will buy that ticket for you."
他说我替你买那张票。
You know that love flows out。
那个爱就从它里面涌流出来。
Brothers and sisters, we just need to practice it.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要操练。
There is a land that is before us.
在我们前面有着应许之地。
A land of victory.
这是得胜之地。
A land of unsearchable riches.
这是测不透丰富的
地方。A land of rest. A land of reality.
这也是安息之地，是我们是安息之地。
And God promised us by faith we can keep this land.
那神已经应许，凭着信我们可以得着这
地。He promised us a life to conquer.
他已经给了我们生命，可以得胜。
He promised us His continuing presence.
他也把他的同在应许给我们，让我们
有他 In him we can be strong, courageous, and obedient.
在他里面，我们也可以刚强壮胆，可以顺服。
Today we just need to practice it.
今天我们就是要来操练。
You know when we practice it, we gain the victory.
当我们操练的时候，就是得胜。
It says here, "You and thou shall be prosperous and good success."
在这里就说，他说你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
What do you mean by being prosperous? What do you mean by good success?
什么是亨通？什么是凡事顺利
？John chapter 14 verse 21 says，
在约翰福音14:21
，He that hath my commandment and keepeth them，
有了我的命令又遵守的
，It is he that loveth me，
这个就是爱我的。
And he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father，
爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
And I will love him and made manifest unto him，
我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Today how rich you are is not dependent of your material riches。
今天你的丰盛不在乎你。家道的丰足
Being rich not dependent upon how much you know.
你的丰富不代表你知识有多少
It is dependent how much the Father has manifest himself to you.
是在乎父在你身上能够显出多少
Just imagine day by day when the Lord is treat you as your friend and continue on to manifest himself to you, I will be the most happiest person on this earth.
如果我们让神基督天天在我们身上显出来，在我们周围的人中间显出来，那我们一定是这世上最喜乐的人。
Don't you want to be like Moses, whom God knew face to face?
你要不要像摩西一样是神面对面的认识他
Yes, we can.
我们可以的。
Oh, this is what we call success. This is what we call being prosperous.
这个才是我们的亨通，这个才是我们的凡事顺
利。May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神怜悯我们。
As we enter into year 2013,
当我们进入2013年的时候
we just had this prayer, Lord, no, and give me this capacity.
我们可以向神祷告，给我这样的容量。
Enlarge my capacity.
扩张我的境界。
I just want to stop listening. I want to practice whatever you said to me.
我不要像以前一样只是来听，我要来操练。
Knowing is not enough for me.
光是知道不足够。
I want to experience the power of your resurrection.
我现在要来体验你这个复活的大能。
This is the desire of Paul. This is also the desire of our hearts.
这是使徒保罗的祈求，也是我们心里应该渴慕的。
May the Lord continue to continue to speak in our hearts.
愿意神继续对着我们的心说话。
And I believe 2013 will be a prosperous year because God has manifested himself continually to us.
我相信2013年会是一个凡事顺利的一年，会是亨通的一年，因为神会借着我们彰显他自己。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主啊，今天早上感谢你对着我们的话语。
By ourselves, we cannot do anything that you said.
看着我们自己，我们不能做任何的事。
We are just but weak. We are just an courageous person.
我们是如此的胆小，
Today,
如此的软弱。
As you reminded us, we need to be in you.
但是今天你提醒我们，我们需要在你里面。
For we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us.
因为借着爱着那借那爱着爱我们的，我们已经得胜有余。
You love us so much, you gave yourself to us.
你爱我们如此的爱，把自己都给了我们。
And today you continue to love us.
今天你也一直的在爱我们。
Lord, may we will be that kind of person.
愿意我们成为那样的人。
To fulfill the desire of your heart.
来成就你心所愿。
To enjoy and you know experience that victory which you had prepared for us.
来体验你为我们所预备的得胜。
We pray in your most precious name.
如此祷告是奉你最宝贵的名。阿门。